appreciate the sport, but my thing is, take that $500,000 now. Just battle for the fucking love of the hip hop sport, man.
Yeah. I agree. I agree where the money isn't necessary, but that, right. that $500,000 sounds nice.
Where do you fit in all this?
Well, I'm a one man team that does a job with no glory attached. I got no problem together. Boy, what a
day. All right, welcome to another episode of Dead End Hip Hop. I'm joined by FIFO, Mike, B, and of course, I'm your boy, Ken. Real quick, subscribe to the channel. We just crossed 100K. Shout out to Watch Mojo for putting us on their top 10 YouTube music critics list. We came in at number 3. We're coming for the number 1 spot.
You ain't shit.
And Mike got, I'm not pew-pewing. I've got these cannons, boy.
Boom. Yeah, you do, 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 do. Am I kidding?
Yeah, do, 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 do. But yeah, shout out to Mike. I think it's huge that Mike received honorable mentions. We expect him on the list next time you guys roll that out. Anyway, we wanted to weigh in real quick on this whole Funk Volume challenge. So for those of you that don't know, Funk Volume was on Sway, and they issued a $500,000 battle, and they called out TDE and a Slaughterhouse.
Anybody else?
So that's how Horseshoe Gang got it.
Yeah.
Some dude called. Yeah. I don't know who he is, but it sounds like he's somebody in the industry. Some dude called and said, you know, I'm going to call up Crooked and Horseshoe Gang.
Yep.
And Jaren was like, yeah, that nigga's dope. And then Hobson was like, anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
Well, if you expected those problems.
Yeah, he said anybody. Anybody.
The response sounded like he expected them problems, he gave him right back.
You think so?
Hell yeah! You don't think that Funk Volume response was crazy?
Nah. I like Jaren's part. I thought Jaren was dope. Dizzy was cool. Dizzy went in. I didn't expect that from Dizzy. I was surprised, but Hobson was a little.
I thought Hobson was nice.
He was the weakest of the three.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Nah.
That's fine. That's like talking about Gabrielle Union, Halle Berry, and Tyra Banks and being like, well, which one's the weakest of the three? That's okay.
I don't know, man. That first track, Half a Mil,
nice.
Like they came with for the juggler. You know what I'm saying?
They
went for the kill. And I just don't think that one. I don't think it lived up to it.
I think if they had stopped, if Horseshoe Gang had not dropped that third
same
track,
yeah.
I feel like they'd be bar for bar. I feel like they'd be neck and neck right now. But Horseshoe Gang dropping that same day track really hurt because it was not good. But when Horseshoe Gang came out with that first track, I remember I tweeted, I was like, I like Hobson, but I don't think he wants to fuck with these dudes. I think he need to leave them alone.
Because even Crooked Ass said, what
he called it some weak shit. Weak ass shit. So y'all hear this weak ass shit? when Funk Volume dropped their disc.
They diss Craig, and then they
wait. He said that after.
Funk Volume's
diss track.
Response. He tweeted Horseshoe Gang. He was like,
y'all hear this weak ass shit.
And then Horseshoe Gang. They did the same day?
Yeah.
And then Horseshoe, they released their shit like within an hour.
It wasn't on the level of the first one, but that was on that West Coast hash.
Yeah, that West Coast hash beat
it. Not it, bro.
And I think they, but think about what they did though. I think, because really all, what was Funk Volume saying? Oh, you guys don't have money, you guys don't have followers. You know, this is charity, blah, blah, blah. And all that's fine in the spirit of the battle. But then they were like, oh, you guys trying to rap like Tech N9ne, and you know, even though Hobson got his style from them, you know, like how are you gonna criticize them for trying to sound like Tech N9ne?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But then they were saying, oh, you guys are trying to rap fast, you ain't really saying anything.
Okay.
So then when they came with same day, and I'm sure you guys may have picked it up, they slowed it down. They were like, okay, we don't have to always rap fast.
We can still
rap slow and still.
Change the style of it.
You know.
I felt like the first track they did, well, Half a Mil, whatever.
Half a Mil
was crazy.
Because the way they flipped
beat, the way they were rhyming, everything.
Right.
And then Funk Volume's response
was dope.
I'll get to the Christmas in a minute. I felt like Horseshoe Gang's response after that wasn't up to par. It was nowhere near the level of Half a Mil. They should have waited.
Day, though.
It doesn't
you gotta
matter.
You gotta give them points for that.
I do not. I'm not gonna give a motherfucker pass for doing something stupid. Don't do it same day then if it's gonna make the track suffer. How about you wait a day or two?
What made the track suffer?
Call it next day.
Yeah, I don't think
call it
next day and then do it the next day. Because those dudes are all spitters. And it was
right.
Like that track was boring to me.
I like the same day. No, I'm just saying, I like the same day.
I like the same
day.
And I think a track does make a difference, because if Ether was over like a, just a boo-boo beat, mm-hmm. I think we wouldn't have been talking about Ether.
Nah.
Yes, we would.
I don't think so.
Y'all bugging.
Only because of the magnitude, because it was at J, of course. But like, if the beat was whack, though, like, was it? I mean, I kind of agree with Rod on that. The beat, the track plays somewhat of a role.
Okay, y'all are exaggerating. Okay, a whack beat versus a decent beat or a hot beat. I'm saying if the beat wasn't all that hot, it's not like that would ruin the diss.
Of course.
Right. I'm not saying it was over some trash. Right. It was over a motherfucker doing this. Motherfucker rhyming. I'm not saying that.
That was original as hell.
When the Horse Gang came out, I'm thinking like, ooh, I think Frank Wine wrote into the wrong problems. When I heard the first one, I was like, ooh, snap. But then when I heard Frank Wine's response, I like Jaren. I think I like Jaren the most. I mean, I didn't expect Dizzy Wright to come the way I was like, okay, damn, this is Dizzy Wright. But I think overall, I still like
Jaren. He has so much character to
him. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think we all expected him to do the best.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, because he's from that cloth. Like, you know, he's a lyric, he's a spitter. So, you know, but Dizzy Wright coming the way he came, I'm like, I didn't think he had that in him. Like, yeah. I did not think Dizzy Wright had that in him at all. But yeah, Jaren, I thought Hobson, he was okay. I thought
Hobson was good. It's just he was saying bullshit.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
He was saying. My thing is, if you're gonna
saying bullshit.
Because okay, here's my thing. Like, you come from a past of dissing mainstream rappers, mm-hmm. right? And then in your chance to battle someone that's relatively on your level, all you're talking about is, oh, you don't have money and you're not popular.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If anybody ever brings up money, popularity, Twitter followers, shit like that in a battle track, I'm disinterested immediately.
Yeah.
And I felt like Hobson was rhyming well. It was just he was saying shit that was kind of
like, go after them. Like, right. If you're going to battle, go after them. Right. They just came at you.
Which is kind of what Dizzy did. Dizzy was like, I listened to your catalog.
Exactly. And the same thing with Jaren Benn. Yeah, same thing with Jaren Benn and Dizzy. I'm like, okay, them dudes, they did it. I was like, Hobson, you didn't really do that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, he was rhyming, but it was just like, dude, they just came at your neck, so you better come back at them, like, bam, man, so you did
half a
exactly.
Meal.
So what like,
about? Oh, that was dope. That was half a meal. What about you? Half a meal? Yeah. I was like, oh, wait a minute, yeah, that was crazy. Come on.
Then you're talking about
the other crews
that didn't get involved.
They ain't entertaining that shit.
Nah,
Crooked already did it for Slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. Joe Budden ain't entertaining that shit.
Yeah.
Royce ain't got time for that shit. And Yawa, he's over that kind of shit.
Yeah.
These dudes are older. They've been, except for Budden, they've been through this. Yeah. They're like, man, fuck that. It's just Crooked got that.
Hey, but half a meal though, like you really put up a half a meal. Like,
that's $100,000 a person.
You really think Slaughterhouse needs that money?
I don't think that they need it, but I'm just saying
it's easy money.
Hey, if this is half a meal, then hey, let me take this 100 rack.
I don't think it's easy money.
All right, forget Slaughterhouse. What about TDE?
They're not entertaining that shit.
They're not entertaining.
They're not battle rappers.
So do you think that there's any other crew that should entertain this outside of
way? This is how Slaughterhouse really looking at this. They were like, Horseshoe Gang, you gonna handle this for me. We ain't got time for this shit. And that's no disrespect to Horseshoe Gang, because them motherfuckers are
not handling our lightweight.
But they don't, you know, to me it's like a,
they don't even look at them as like competition.
Right. It was almost like, man, we ain't got time for that shit. Y'all go eat these.
So basically you're saying that no other crew with a name as big as Funk Volumes is gonna entertain.
Who else is there?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
That's my question. I'm asking.
Strange Music?
I'm asking.
I hate to say they probably not even looking at them on their level. So you can put the money up, but they were like, we can make it, we good. We don't really need the 500K. You know, we ain't got time for this. So just like they were trying to say, we doing charity for you. You know, if they respond, think about it, TDE and Slaughterhouse respond. Who's gonna benefit from that the most?
Exactly. You go on the radio on Sway Show and you challenge 500,000 to any rapper.
To the most popular.
I respect it, but here's my problem with this. How about, why is that be $5,000? $500,000. Why does that have to be that much? Because a lot of crews don't have that. So now you're taking out a talent level. Mm-hmm. Because in my opinion, there are labels out there and crews out there that are smaller. Like, let's say you take on Rhymesayers. Mm-hmm.
Shit. Shit. Brother Ali by himself would fucking murder every single one of y'all. I don't give a fuck. Piss Brother Ali, but you can't really piss him off because he's so damn cool. But if Brother Ali, Slug, if they really want it, stop it. Stop it. But who has $500,000 to put up like that?
Right, not a lot of people.
That's a lot of money. This is hip hop. Yeah. Fuck the money.
You want bars?
I'll give you bars. And that's what I respect. Fuck that money. That's some bullshit, man. And then all you can talk about after that is what, you didn't put up the money? So fucking what? I put up them bars. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So now that there's been a response, and whether or not you think the response is strong or weak or whatever, Funk Volume has already said we're not responding. That was charity. 10-10-0 or whatever. Should Funk Volume respond? Because they think they're doing them a favor.
Nah.
What's
over? Oh,
they should respond.
Because, I mean.
Because even though I like the track, I don't think it's buzzing enough to even entertain. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They didn't say anything that much different than when they said the first time. So it's just like, what's the point of responding now? But shit, I mean, if like Good Music or something jumped in it, like I definitely think if Kanye wanted to, if Kanye,
Pusha,
you know, if all those dudes jumped in, it'd be dope. But I just think limiting it to people that have 500,000 is just kind of an issue.
Or even like Dreamville, because J. Cole got like two or three artists. J. Cole's label.
Oh,
I know he. They're but I'm just.
Who's on
I'm
that
just,
label?
Cody Mack, and he signed another West Coast dude that's dope. I can't remember.
Don't
I'm just saying. Look, man. My question was, who else?
Do you have anybody else?
Nah.
That's all I got. Everybody else.
I think they fucked up by saying anybody because they really need to think about this. If Shady Records really got into this, because they said Cruz, if Shady Records really got into this, do they really think they stand a chance?
Yeah.
Do they really want M mad? Do they really want Royce mad? Do they really want, I mean, I'm saying, like, I appreciate the sport, but my thing is, take that $500,000 now, just battle for the fucking love of the hip-hop sport, man.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree where the money isn't necessary, but that $500,000 sounds nice. It sounds nice on the air. Like, oh, we're willing to put all this up. Yeah. But I 100% agree. It should be more so about the music. Other crews you was asking, I'm gonna just throw them out there. MMG.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you better laugh. You better laugh.
Say you better address the criticisms of Funk Volume's track.
That was the criticism. Yeah. The whole, I'm talking about the
Okay, cool.
You know what? How about this for a crew? How about y'all battle Run the Jewels? Tell me M and Killer Mike wouldn't take out every one of them motherfuckers.
Hey.
Now, I'm not saying y'all have to, I'm just saying. There are plenty of crews that could take out Funk Volume, but I will give it to Funk Volume. I feel like their response was dope, and it was not what I expected. And I felt like they were neck and neck.
With the first track?
Yeah. I think they were neck and neck.
It was dope. It was a dope track.
Their response was I had a nice beat.
Yeah.
And Hobson, they snapped.
I don't know, man. Hobson
messed it up for
you.
Yeah. Come on, man. That track was good, man.
Hobson was nice.
I like
the response was good, man.
I think they did exactly what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. They wanted to show the industry that they're not a bunch of clowns, mm-hmm. and that they can really have these bars.
Yeah.
And I think that y'all talk about Jaren. I love Jaren's verse, but I really feel like Dizzy was the MVP. Because everybody looked at him, he's just grinning. He's like, man, I don't know about this. I don't know. He was fucking with y'all. He was trolling so hard. He came on that track with. Where is Jaren? I mean, where is Dizzy right at? I don't even hear him. I wind it back. I'm like, did Jaren run twice?
That's on this.
Yeah, like, did Jaren run all this shit?
Yeah, Jaren, because he went into Dizzy's verse. He's like, then fuck it. Go ahead and get him, Dizzy.
Man, he got him. I wish Dizzy rhymed like that more often.
He was a
snap.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's it. Y'all let us know what you think. Who will win? Funk Volume, TDE, Slaughterhouse, or Horseshoe Gang?
And let us know what other crews should take on Funk Volume. Exactly.
We probably must have left some people out. So
yeah, we did.
Let us know.
I still think they don't want those problems with Horseshoe Gang.